Shuttered Eastside Cannery on Boulder Highway is being demolished. Eastside Cannery demolition underway. Demolition crews have begun dismantling the long-closed Eastside Cannery Hotel Casino on Boulder Highway. Work crews were seen removing fixtures and pushing large piles of rubble across the 29.5-acre site, while the hotel tower remained standing but gutted, its windows stripped so the interior was visible through the shell. The Clark County Building Department issued a commercial demolition permit for the property in October, valued at $7.5 million. Boyd Gaming Corp., which owns the site, has provided limited comment. David Stroh, a company spokesman, said, "I do not have anything to share at this time about the demolition of the hotel tower." He reiterated the company's previously stated plan to seek a buyer for the property for residential development, and in October, said there was not sufficient market demand to reopen the facility. Eastside Cannery, located near the intersection of Boulder Highway and Harmon Avenue in the eastern Las Vegas Valley, once featured more than 300 hotel rooms, a 64,000-square-foot gaming floor, several restaurants and bars, a 250-seat entertainment lounge, and around 20,000 square feet of meeting and ballroom space. Boyd acquired the cannery properties, including the North Las Vegas Cannery and the Eastside Cannery, as part of a roughly $230 million deal in 2016. The property has been dark since the pandemic. In March 2020, then-Governor Steve Sisolak ordered the closure of casinos and other non-essential businesses in Nevada to curb the spread of COVID-19. Casinos broadly were permitted to resume operations in June 2020, but Eastside Cannery never reopened. In a separate land transaction last February, Boyd purchased the parcel beneath the Eastside Cannery for about $45 million after operating on a lease for years. Company filings and county records show the purchase was intended to simplify ownership of the footprint ahead of potential redevelopment. Although the casino closed to guests, the site served community and public safety functions while vacant. A letter sent to county officials in 2024 from Michelle Rasmussen, Boyd's chief compliance officer, noted that Three Square Food Bank used the Eastside Cannery for weekly distribution during the pandemic. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department used the space for training exercises, including room clearing and active shooter drills, and the Clark County Fire Department carried out stairwell and elevator rescue training sessions on site. Potential redevelopment and market outlook. Boyd's move to clear the site signals a shift in strategy from operating a smaller local casino to preparing the land for residential redevelopment amid changing market dynamics in Clark County. The Eastside Cannery sits in a part of the Las Vegas Valley that has seen steady housing demand in recent years as developers look east of the Strip for more affordable lots. Redeveloping a former casino property typically requires coordination with county planners, environmental abatement work, and infrastructure upgrades before housing construction can begin. Analysts note that reclaiming large single-use parcels, such as the Eastside Cannery, is increasingly common as operators reassess portfolios after the pandemic. Local real estate professionals say the site's size and location make it attractive for medium-density housing or a mixed-use neighborhood that could add services and rental units to an underserved corridor. Any meaningful project will depend on zoning changes, parcel subdivision, and market appetite for new residential product in the Eastern Valley. At present, Boyd has not announced a sales timetable or a detailed redevelopment plan. For now, the visible rubble and gutted tower mark the end of the property's life as a casino and the start of a transformation that could reshape a prominent stretch of Boulder Highway.